It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The judge presiding over the Georgia grand jury investigation into possible election interference by Donald Trump and his cohorts, that's Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney, on Monday denied a motion from Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to throw out the subpoena requiring him to testify. But the judge also delayed Kemp's appearance before the grand jury until, quote, some date soon after the election in November. Kemp, who's running for re-election against Democrat Stacey Abrams, has alleged that the investigation is politically motivated. Now, the judge had previously expressed skepticism over those arguments, but he said, it's not my space to focus on politics, adding, quote, I don't think it's the right forum to debate the political ramifications of the case. So, delayed for now. It was just last week that a federal appeals court temporarily paused an order that would have required Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before that same Georgia grand jury. Graham had formally appealed a judge's order requiring him to testify, saying that doing so would cause irreparable harm that would be, quote, in contravention of his constitutional immunity. Huh? The challenge is currently being fast-tracked to a decision. And meanwhile, after seeking repeated delays, Rudy Giuliani, Trump's former lawyer, testified for 6 hours earlier this month before that same grand jury. The panel has also heard testimony from Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and his staff, Georgia Attorney General Christopher Carr, some state lawmakers, and local election workers. Further south in Florida, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon issued a 2-page order on Saturday that showed that she's leaning towards granting the former guy's request for an independent special master to review boxes of classified documents and other materials that were taken by the FBI agents from Trump's Florida resort 3 weeks ago today. In a 2-page ruling, Judge Cannon gave the government until Tuesday to present its arguments, and she scheduled a court hearing for Thursday in West Palm Beach. In case you were wondering, yes, that location's about an hour away from the federal courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida, where Judge Cannon typically hears cases. But Trump picked her court specifically because Trump appointed her to the bench in the Southern District of Florida back in 2020. Judge shopping, anyone? Well, it was a big setback for NASA Monday morning as its new moon rocket, the 322-foot space launch system, said to be the most powerful one NASA has ever built, did not blast off as scheduled due to a fuel leak. The Artemis 1 mission capsule will orbit the moon, unmanned but with 3 test dummies on board, to check vibration, acceleration, and radiation. If all goes well on that 6-week test flight, astronauts could return to the moon in a few years, some 50 years after the U.S. Space Agency's Apollo program. They'll next attempt a launch on Friday. Things are even more precarious today in Ukraine as more artillery fire hit near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant over the weekend. The fighting came as the International Atomic Energy Agency prepares to send a team of scientists this week to assess damage from the recent shelling. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for strikes dangerously close to the plant, the largest nuclear power plant in all of Europe. Russian forces, which have controlled the area where the plant's located since shortly after they invaded Ukraine in late February, fired rocket artillery and howitzers over the weekend at the Ukraine-controlled town of Nikopol, that's across the river from the plant. The IAEA said the most recent attacks, quote, once again underlined the risk of a potential nuclear accident. Well, it was almost 17 years ago that former Vice President Al Gore's documentary An Inconvenient Truth hit movie theaters. It portrayed a disaster-filled future as the planet would warm in the coming years. Well, though many dismissed it as unrealistic disaster porn, the predictions it envisioned seem to be manifesting as we're experiencing catastrophic events related to climate change all over the world. Pakistan is appealing for more international aid as the death toll from devastating floods that began there in mid-June rose to over 1,030 people. The National Disaster Management Authority on Sunday said that 119 people had died within the last 24 hours alone. The U.S., Britain, UAE, and other countries have already contributed money. But an aide to the prime minister in Pakistan told the BBC that the country desperately needs more help. Here at home, Mississippi is reeling from record floods on the Pearl River this weekend, that following heavy August rains in the central part of the state. Jackson Mayor Antar Lumumba said that as many as 150 homes there were threatened as experts predicted the river would crest at 36 feet early Monday. He warned them, if you're able to get out of your home, do it now. And finally, it's that time of the year again. Over 80,000 people who shelled out $575 each for a ticket headed to the Black Rock Desert around 100 miles north of Reno, Nevada to camp out and do whatever it is they do at the annual Burning Man gathering. Now in its 36th year, with some 80,000 people in attendance, the principles of inclusion and self-reliance guide the itinerary and the behavior where campers can opt to stay in themed villages, where vending is banned, and they can participate in any number of events leading up to the week's main event, where a 40-foot-tall wooden man atop a 30-foot structure is set on fire. You can see a list of other planned Burning Man events at burningman.org. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.